I'm Walt Lidello with a look at what's going on in our community. It is time once again for another Healthier Together Thursday update with our friends at the Superior Health Foundation. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Nikki Bates with the foundation, as well as Melissa Cavill from Trillium House to find out more about what's going on with their agencies. We started off with a conversation about how the recent Superior Health Foundation fundraising gala went, and here's more with Melissa Cavill and Nikki Bates.
We were able to raise some great funds for Trillium House and Beacon House. The room was packed. The 80s band was shredding, and people kept walking out with neon bandanas on their heads, which is always a sign of a good time.
One of the agencies that was to help getting helped out was Trillium House. Melissa Cavill is here this morning, also from Trillium House. Good morning. How was that reaction with everything that went?
It was an incredible event. We are just so grateful. The place was packed with a lot of happy faces and a lot of neon bandanas. Like, we had a ball.
But Melissa, this has got to be great too, because it was something that benefited the agency. But it was also an opportunity for you to meet people and introduce to some people what you do at Trillium, because not everybody is aware of it yet.
Yeah, it was an excellent opportunity to get up and talk to a group of people that we hadn't talked to before. Some we had, but many we hadn't. And to share our message of the Dan Mazzucchi Care Fund, the need, the service that we provide with hospice support in our facility, and also to start the conversation about sustainability for Trillium House.
And that's also why you're here today, also to talk a little bit about that. You have a couple things that you want to make sure people know about what's going on.
So the Dan Mazzucchi Care Fund is a fund that we use to help support people who cannot afford to pay for the type of care that we provide. And that event is going to put at least $40,000 in that fund. But it's also a step in the direction of sustainability. We have supporters who have opened an endowment fund for us so that we can start talking about meeting not only the needs of today, but also the needs of tomorrow, so that that facility will be there for everybody.
I go back to the not everybody is familiar with Trillium House. Exactly what is, for those that don't know, let's just break it down. What do you do?
Yeah, so we're an 8-room facility, and we support people who are enrolled in hospice but can't be or don't want to be at home anymore. And there's a lot of reasons why someone might not be able to be at home. So hospice comes to us and sees their patients at our home just like it were their home.
There's some volunteer opportunities, Melissa, correct?
That yes, you're always. Oh, yeah. We have a great group of volunteers, and we're always looking for more. So if you're interested in volunteering, there's a lot of different things that we need and that you can do, depending on your skill set and your time available and what you're up for. If you are interested in volunteering, you can come by, you can call us, you can go to our website, trilliumhouse.org, 906-264-5026. We have a great volunteer coordinator, Pam Henriksen, and she just loves to meet new volunteers and talk about opportunities. So please come by and check in with us. And there's other things that you can do too. We need help with a lot of different things. So
again, that website for you guys is?
It is trilliumhouse.org.
It is our Healthier to the Thursdays with Superior Health Foundation. Nikki Bates here as well. And I know you got the gala still kind of in the rearview mirror right now and the afterglow of that, but you're on to the next thing, and that is, what's the next thing?
And that is, October is Breast Health Month, and so we're promoting our Breast Health Fund, which last year gave $40,000 to women in the UP who were having some sort of, often breast cancer, but not always, some sort of issue related to their breast health. And this year, we are trying to fill dates on a calendar with donations to keep that fund going. So you can do one date for $150, two dates for $250. You can find all this information on our website, which is superiorhealthfoundation.org. But it's a great way to honor, memorialize a loved one who has been through a difficult time.
That's Nikki Bates with the Superior Health Foundation and Melissa Cavill with Trillium House. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.